Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we decode the numbers that matter. I'm Alex, and joining me as always is Jordan. Today we're diving into Broadcom's absolutely explosive second quarter 2026 results that had Wall Street buzzing. But before we get started, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, where do we even begin with these numbers? Broadcom just delivered what might be one of the most impressive quarters we've seen in the semiconductor space. We're talking about $22.2 billion in total revenue, up 48% year over year, with AI semiconductor revenue alone hitting $10.8 billion.
That AI number is just staggering, Jordan. To put it in perspective, their AI semiconductor business grew 143% year over year. But what really caught my attention was CEO Hock Tan's guidance. They're expecting AI semiconductor revenue to hit $16 billion in third quarter, which would be over 200% growth year over year.
And let's talk about those margins, because this is where Broadcom really shows its operational excellence. Operating margin hit a record 67% with adjusted EBITDA at 69% of revenue. Even as they're scaling up massively, they're maintaining these incredible margins through operational leverage.
The bookings number was absolutely wild too. $30 billion in AI semiconductor bookings against $10.8 billion they actually shipped. That's nearly 3x coverage, which tells us demand is just insatiable right now.
Speaking of demand, let's break down what's driving this growth. Broadcom has essentially become the go-to partner for the biggest names in AI. They've got long-term agreements with Google for multiple generations of TPUs and AI networking. They're providing Anthropic with access to over 1 gigawatt of compute this year, with plans to scale that to 5 gigawatts starting in 2027.
And the OpenAI partnership is massive. They're on track for production late this year, with a commitment to deploy 1.3 gigawatts in 2027 as part of a larger 10-gigawatt agreement through 2029. Then there's Meta with their MTIA partnership, expecting to deploy 3 gigawatts through the end of 2028.
What I found fascinating in the Q&A was when Tan talked about their strategic vision. They're not just selling chips anymore. They're creating what they call the AI XPU platform, with Apollo, Blackstone, and other major investors to deploy over 20 gigawatts of compute capacity. The first tranche alone is valued at $35 billion.
That's a brilliant move, Jordan. Instead of just hoping their customers can finance these massive deployments, Broadcom is essentially helping create the infrastructure to fund it. It's like they're not just building the highway, they're helping finance the construction too.
And let's not forget about networking. This was about 40% of their AI revenue in the quarter. Tan mentioned they have at least one generation of technology leadership in networking, which is crucial because you can't build scalable AI clusters without world-class networking. They're shipping the industry's only 100 terabit Ethernet switch and are already taping out a 200 terabit version.
The guidance going forward is just jaw-dropping. For fiscal 2026, they're expecting AI semiconductor revenue of $56 billion. That's up approximately 180% from fiscal 2025. And they're reiterating that fiscal 2027 will exceed $100 billion in AI semiconductor revenue.
One thing that stood out in the Q&A was when an analyst asked about the gigawatt shipment targets. Tan confirmed they're planning to ship about 10 gigawatts in 2027. And importantly, that will be back half loaded, which sets up an interesting trajectory into 2028.
The visibility they have now is unprecedented too. Tan mentioned their visibility runs all the way to 2028, just 3 months ago. It only went to 2027. That's the kind of demand visibility semiconductor companies dream about.
Now, it wasn't all perfect. Gross margins did decline due to product mix, dropping to about 74% in third quarter guidance as semiconductors become a larger portion of their business. But as CFO Kirsten Spears pointed out, this isn't structural margin erosion. It's just the mix between their ultra-high-margin software business and the semiconductor business.
And speaking of software, that segment is performing well too, with $7.2 billion in revenue, up 9% year-over-year, with strong momentum heading into third quarter with expected revenue of $8.9 billion.
One of the most interesting moments in the call was when Tan talked about supply chain. When asked about competitors dropping $20 billion out of thin air to secure wafer supply, he was confident they've secured what they need through 2027 and are working on 2028 to 2029 capacity now.
The competitive dynamics here are fascinating. Broadcom isn't just competing on chips, they're providing entire ecosystems. Their customers aren't just buying XPUs or networking chips. They're buying into a comprehensive platform that includes everything from the silicon to the financing to deploy it at scale.
Looking ahead, what's really striking is how Broadcom has positioned itself at the center of the AI infrastructure build-out. They're not just riding the wave, they're helping to create it. With partnerships spanning Google, Meta, OpenAI, Anthropic, and others, they've essentially become the infrastructure backbone of the AI revolution.
For investors, this quarter really demonstrates Broadcom's execution at scale. The company has managed to grow revenue by nearly 50% while expanding operating margins and maintaining strong free cash flow generation of over $10 billion in the quarter.
Though investors should keep in mind the risks, this level of growth creates enormous expectations, and any hiccup in AI spending or competitive pressure could impact results. Plus, with gross margins under pressure from mix shifts, there's always the question of how sustainable these growth rates are long-term.
That said, with visibility extending to 2028 and partnerships locked in with the biggest players in AI, Broadcom appears well-positioned for continued growth. The secular trend toward AI infrastructure isn't slowing down, and Broadcom has built the relationships and technology to capitalize on it.
Before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely, Jordan. These numbers are impressive, but as always, do your homework and consider your own risk tolerance. That's a wrap on today's Beta Finch episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for more AI-powered earnings insights.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified and those expectations realistic.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.